did it, Charlie. They were quite the same since the accident.
Accident?
I come off my bike one night. Busted me head real bad. Doctor pronounced me dead. Woke up on a bloody mortuary slab. Here. Feel the scar? Come on. Favorite ever.
Yeah, he said.
You seen it?
Yeah.
It breaks my heart, that. And the bit that always gets me most is when Bambi's wandering through the woods and the snow's coming down and he's calling for his mother. You remember?
Yeah.
When a youngster calls for their mum and their mum don't come, Janet. Then Bambi's dad says, "My mother can't be with you anymore." I didn't go in there with them.
Didn't go in where?
The barn.
I haven't come to the end yet, but it's downhill all the way. What a load of crap. The old world's going to go bad in. Well, that's the way it goes. Some in one damn way, some in another. It's a dead loss, but sooner or later, every one of us ends up bad. Would you like me to tell you something, Pedro? My heart was broken once, yeah, over a silly bloody man. But what's the difference? Men, they're all the same. Bastards! Bastards to say they love you and then go off and leave you. Men! I always pick a nothing! 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 Nothing!
Shut up, Belinda! Milleressa.
We're all nothing!
I know with him, you'll always come to me. If I keep him,
I'm safe.
But you said you weren't.
Darling, we're all right now. Just the two of us.
Such a
we're all right now with a baby.
It can never be replaced.
Yes, Juan.
Tell me, what did you promise when I gave you the gown?
I'll take Tara. We'll go.
I would take good care of
it. And have you taken good care of it?
Is it dangerous? Is this meant to hurt me? Why do you want to hurt me, Hoy? What is it, darling? Do you hate me?
It's too unfortunate.
I love you!
Say a little something about mending.
Why do you hate me? Why? Why do you hate me? They hate me! They can bloody take it back! Let me out! Let me out!
Let me out!
I'm sorry, are you deaf?
Oh, God, you're coming to breath. It smells like this dirty. This. Oh, I can't tell if it's the trash here or your breath.
There was something I was meaning to ask you. Have you tried using the dish soap to clean out your...
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Because you
actually, this is where I shower. I put my head in here.
Oh, really? You can fit
yeah.
in
there? Oh, you know what? Rodrigo is asking me about making some bread, and I guess they're out of yeast, so they're wondering if they could use some of the yeast from your vagina, because mm-hmm. I know it's how infected it gets.
Yeah, he spoke to me about that, and I directed him to ask you about your cheese.
Okay.
See if that would maybe help.
Personally, and you will not financially.
Then it was Mayo who killed my brother, and you've known it all along.
Qualified no on both counts. ZK Dawson.
The guy in the tank?
No.
I think that is true.
The real Dawson, who hasn't left Venezuela since 1956. Your Oklahoma adventure was a little something I cooked up.
You cooked up?
Yes, a scene, a skit. Rather humorous, I thought, with a point.
And what can the point be, Mr. Cerruti?
You see, it wasn't Dawson himself who plotted your brother's assassination. It was his only daughter. Formerly Maggie Dawson, then Mrs. Luigi Bellini, and lately...
That?
The attraction between you two becomes Romeo and Julietish, no? Opposing families?
That is ridiculous!
Don't snap at me, you. She plotted the whole thing. She was your brother's mistress, too, but you didn't know that.
Where is she now?
Yvette. I told you, kidnapped.
By whom?
By whom? By the kidnappers. Bad guys. Casper Jr.
You are lying, Sir Rudy.
No one's allowed in here, Nick.
Tell me where she is, or I'm going to blow this whole thing wide open.
No way, Mr. Keegan. You know you're not to be believed. What have you got? A half a dozen different scenarios all going in opposite directions? Fantasies. They'd lock you away in the poopy bin. You're no threat to me.
Just like you.
You give me this information, or I'm going to get it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. I'm saying, what are you going to do, break my arms? God, it's painful to see you like this. It's painful to see you suffering under a delusion so intense, so aggravating that you actually believe that you have the nerve to come in here and threaten me like this. You're just not the type.
Wash their faces, have breakfast, and go to work.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, you clown? You've broken my arm.
They won't.
Is it him?
Huh?
Is it Tom? Is it him?
Houses and bills to pay.
Please tell me! Is it Pop?
They too had their special moments.
Celebrating
for their birthdays, perhaps. Never for a moment.
Is it Pop, Rudy?
But in the same way that they had birthdays.
Your legs are next. Rudy, is it Pop?
I just spent another $1 million to raise your brother up from his hurt chasing college by the president of the United States. For 20 years, he told him what to
every
do, how and why he was going to do it, and what would happen when it was
then
done.
You will be returning
your father puts him in the White House. Why? Because that's where you can generate the most cash. A cold-ass business proposition like everything else in society. But your brother decided to stir up the population. Began to think we were all living in a democracy. He started believing it. Lunch with the De Gaulle, dinner with Khrushchev, the whole razzle-dazzle went to his head. Yet in spite of the fact that everybody out there in this country lived in the same dog-eat-dog way, grabbing any angle to make a buck, if you were to inform them that your father had to kill them, they'd want to tear the old man apart and murder. What the hell? That's the system you wanted, Nick. And that's the system you've got. The whole secret, as your father says, is not to get caught. Yvette Malone was a professional actress named Jenny O'Brien, but I don't think she wants to see you today. She's the guest of a freshman anatomy class over at Deakin University Medical School. She's kind of tired.
Get the picture.
You get the picture, Nick? You got the picture? You get the picture?
Where to? Where are you going?
Call it premonition, or anything you want.
Are you afraid?
Well, I don't rightly know, ma'am. I guess what I feel is sick.
I didn't fool you, Huck. You knew what was going on.
Ugly. No, ma'am, that's right. You didn't fool me. I done that. I fooled myself, because there's no fool like an old fool. See, ma'am, all my life I've been running, been searching. Thought I was looking for a place of my own, a place to settle down. But I was wrong. I just thought it, just like I've been wrong all my goddamn life.
How were you wrong?
How was I wrong?
Yes.
Ma'am, like always. I was wrong about you and the boy, this whole mess. You know, when I come here, when I signed on with you, it wasn't for the damn money. It was you. I thought maybe I'd find something with you and the boy. I like him. Thought maybe I'd found me a ready-made family. Something I wanted all my life. You see, I was always searching for it, whatever the hell it might be, some goddamn thing.
I see. Maybe a woman. Love. Marriage. Sex.
Well, a little of that. Maybe we all need that. All except you. You're the only one. Never met someone like you before. Obsessed. So obsessed with hate. You remind me of a Cree Indian friend of mine. He was full of hate. He was. He had it just like you have it.
What do I have?
The officer arrives, Stu. I'm sure that's all it is to it. I would have driven. A sickness inside. Now, most of us hate. But not like you. No, sir. You got it double in spades, lady. Akili Awahini.
What's that?
Well, as my Cree Indian friend would say, the taste of the savage. And you got it. But you know, many women, a lot of women, they done lost their men, their husbands, even their children. But they go on, because life do go on. You ain't the first.
I ain't like other women, and my man was not like other men.
Sad. You be mighty, mighty sad.
Very sad, ain't it?
Like what?
Both you and your boy. Both with Akili Awahini.
You stop that. I don't like it.
Well, whether you like it or not.
Where are you from? I mean, where did you live before you moved next door?
Somewhere, someplace.
Where?
There's a piece of lead waiting for your boy, your poor boy.
Geography.
It's funny. Ain't even his fault.
Have you finished school?
Yeah.
It's your one. Mine.
You're not that at all.
Our one.
My people just don't show
their excuse me, ma'am. Sometimes I talk too much.
They'll be here. I got the land.
The exact location of my island wouldn't mean much to you. So let's just say it's one of thousands of tiny chunks of land that dot the Pacific. Unfortunately, the island's not a coral atoll with white sandy beaches. No, it's the tip of an ancient volcano. Steep cliffs, tropical forests, what the travel brochures would call exotic. Not a bad place to live, though. As if I had any choice.
Yes, the problem has gotten a lot worse. To be honest, sir, the process seems irreversible.
It says in this book that anyone that is killed by the goblin will return to life as an evil entity, a member of the undead. Go get some knives.
Sarasota trying to clean the oil off seagulls. And that was a long time ago. Back when everybody was preaching about cleaning up the environment. I'm glad that's all over. Florida was a nice enough place to grow up in. Man, I would have loved to have a few of these hills climbed. And caves. My island's got so many lava tubes running through it, I'll never be able to explore them all.
68,000 UFO reports have been filed in this country alone.
Skeptics, just about every cave I've explored on this island was inhabited at one time or another. Mostly by the Polynesians, I guess. A couple thousand years ago. You should learn more about archaeology. And I can figure out exactly how old some of these things are. No, couldn't have been that long ago.
A persistent rumor holds that the
it's hard to imagine a time when mankind's greatest technological achievement was molding a hunk of clay with his hand. Well, hello there.
Almost with the first famous
came by to watch me work, huh?
In late June 1947. It's curious. These reports seem to center areas where atom bombs and rockets were tested. Were alien forces keeping watch on the new weapons we savages had invented? The buying discs became the
I wonder what you're thinking.
Seemingly.
You know, the experts all said you weren't thinking anything.
Their incredible speeds and right angle turns.
You're still around, aren't you?
To be able to shut down guided missiles by remote control.
And where are they?
The Air Force organized Project Blue Book to officially investigate UFOs.
Well, make yourself at home, my friend.
Blue Book has been alternately praised.
Let me show you what a couple million years of evolution could do for you.
UFOs for 22 years.
If you're lucky, maybe someday you'll be able to punch the buttons and make it all work.
About 95% of all the UFOs were explainable. They were weather phenomena. They were balloons. They were airplanes. They were lightning. And we concluded as a result of our investigation, which was carried out very scientifically, that one, there was no threat to the security of the United States. And there was no evidence that we could ever
look at. The electronic age, that's when it all really started.
Had landed here.
Before then, the only way information could be recorded and stored away was in books, printing.
Related documents. The reading of all the documents reveals that UFOs have the ability to render inoperable.
Now look at it.
UFOs have
electronic memory cubes.
To gain access,
we've stored all of the printed data found in the world's largest library. Millions of volumes, huh? Single crystal the size of a match head.
There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Ray Fowler,
civilian UFO researcher for 17 years.
I've talked to military people. Just the library is with photographs. Sound recording.
To say this and to say that. And I work for the
film, newsreels, television broadcasts.
Which worked for the National Security Agency, and I'm very familiar with intelligence operations and cover stories and things like that. So there's no doubt in my mind that that there is
every documented moment in the history of mankind stored here.
They were very successful in keeping it from me.
Colonel Forever. Friend, former head of Project Blue
crazy
Book,
little synthetic now
an engineer on the space shuttle.
A lot of these organizations decided that there was a cover-up.
When I think about it,
the Air Force
did pursue the most incredible job of all must have been indexing this time capsule. Oh man, you ingenious creature. Setting up those handful of laser discs.
Near White Sands and Alamogordo.
You know, I remember in school searching for hours through the card catalog to locate a few dozen lousy microfilms.
May have been perpetrated. The case began when Roswell businessman Dan Wilmot.
Now look, I can find any one of several billion items in moments.
The office was their home in July of
just let the old laser index
evening, they were sitting out here. Dad looked
command the computers.
The west and saw an object that came down and had lights blinking and
microseconds.
Rather frightening to him, but he said
I'll scan every crystal face, sort it all out.
Counterbalance itself, wiggle a little bit.
They all seem to happen.
Take off, rapid rate of speed.
The next day, reporters heard that the Air Force
all the millions of categories stored here, there's more information on war than any other subject. Why not?
She can't kill me, man.
Humanity is war.
I need to stop.
Try to find a time period.
You know you love me.
Mankind was at peace.
We can talk about this some kind of way. Come on, baby, put down the gun. Come on, we can talk about it. You know, like we used to, right? Come on, put the gun down. I said put it down. Put down the gun! Get away my face now! Put the gun!
Actually believe that killing off the enemy, dying for their countries, could somehow bring peace into their life.
In the United States and the Pacific.
Well, this is the way I make my living. I've been doing it for 100 years. And as you can see, I live quite well. Let me explain. It was 1881 at the Grand Ball in Vienna. I waltzed all evening with the Princess the Bee.
Oh, I'm the beautiful, magical princess, the Bee, in all the Bee movies.
It was a magical night. And ever since, well, look at me. I'm 140 years old. I don't look a day over 40. I can fly 3 times a day. And the greatest thing of all is this magical power I have over women. After I own them, I own them. And they do anything I want them to. And of course, I use this to my advantage monetarily. Now, Rosie, here's an envelope with 3 addresses. Go to the first 2 addresses
do whatever they tell you, collect $50 from each of the two, and come back to this address and give it to me.
The rest of humanity, especially in the war.
Anything you desire. He tricked me. I granted him those powers in Vienna when we were young and in love. But he's misused them ever since, that bat.
Submarines.
It's a very great feeling to know that this wonderful power is almost limitless. Time to find another. They'll never get me now.
How about the bee?
The bee? Who said that? That honey-dripping wench. It's true she bestowed this power on me that only she can take away. But she's got to f*** by midnight.
What?
And I'll never allow that.
The bombers. Battleships.
I've been after the bat for 100 years, and I have to get him tonight, or I'll turn to dust.
World War II must have almost seemed like the war of technology.
Leo! Leo! He does this all the time. All of my panties, look at them.
It must have seemed unbelievable.
He's such a child.
Thought that one single bomb could annihilate 200,000 people.
You haven't been working for him?
No, this is my first job.
Your first job?
Yeah.
He sends us addresses for Leo every month. And the girls. He said,
yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Leo the Lion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Leo,
you've
got my panties
on again. Yeah.
Leo, take them off.
I'll be
naked if I take them off. I know. Take them off.
Come along. No.
Come along.
That's why I
said,
hey.
Come on.
You're
going to
take
them. Leo, take them off. Come along.
You're going to take my panties off, and I haven't been introduced to this young lady?
I'm Rosie. The bat sent me.
Oh, the bat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, bat. He's neat.
Did you see it?
Oh, and what a nice cape.
A bird.
You. Oh, can I put it on?
Some kind of bird.
Okay.
It's a swan.
Not a real one.
It's okay. I'd say it was being used as an instrument.
Well, it did a good job. It came through, that thing.
You're pretty.
No, it appeared to.
Appeared to? I was the victim of that attack.
Where are the marks?
In the war of the 60s and the 70s.
It still tried to destroy me.
Longest war of all.
Oh, yes.
Something soft. Something made of feathers. And yet it can reach out and strike through that thing. And we can't even scratch the surface.
Why a swan? And not something like an eagle?
Does it matter?
Yes.
No, the only thing that matters to me right now is who or what provoked that attack. What do you think? Was it our little family in there? Or was it whatever's hiding in there with them?
By the finest technology.
I don't know yet.
It's time to set the charges.
No, Steel.
Yes, Sapphire, I have to. As a precaution, we have to be prepared. We just might lose this one.
To be more specific, the moment I moved from life to death, the quantum vibrations that occur in my brain's capillaries took root in this world. In other words, part of my soul will forever dwell within the flip side of the universe.
That's the alternate dimension where Nua sealed away, right?
That's right. It created all images of evil that's in our spirits, and the force responsible for all that evil is new. That spiral there is its true form.
Spiral?
The chaos that reigned during the time of primitive space still exists within that spiral shape. And what that is fear itself. Tadashi, have you ever wondered why the sea of stars in the galaxy is shaped like a spiral?
No.
It's the curse of Nu.
It seems so logical. This way through the orderly computer.
Hey, you.
I'm looking for someone.
I'm never impressed by the idea of history repeating itself. Not really.
I'll tell you right now that anyone in this world who doesn't have a soul stays put. Do you think that the one you're looking for has a soul?
This man has a soul that is more passionate than anyone's.
An intuition is so important. Should you hire this person? Should you marry this person? Should you go into a joint venture partnership with this person? Is this the right job for you to do? All of these are really critical questions, and we cannot answer them with logic. You can make a pro and con list and try all day long, but if you can feel it in your heart, that's intuition.
Father probably would have believed that this happened during World War II.
Father, or as a mother, or whatever it is that you're doing right now in life, intuition can be a huge ally for you, for your life, and you open yourself up to that. But you do what you love. The last thing, which I think might be the single most important thing, is perseverance.
If you believe and realize that it's being taught,
I've always worked pretty hard, so I'm not afraid. And then my jobs, I rose really fast. You heard about my success in college, and I became.
Just like I promised the bank. I got him. Wait. I gotta get away. It can't be you. It can't be. It can't be.
He's really on the radio.
He's on the radio. Yeah. He's on the television. So I'm sitting there and I see a teaser for Larry King.
Yeah.
And the only thing I sort of hear is this question being posed to him of, you know, your kids are doing a great job. In the event that they screw up, would you fire them? To which he responds, not only that he would fire us, but he would fire us like a dog.
What?
So I call him immediately.
Your dad said,
I'd
fire her like a dog.
Like a dog. I go, you know, Dad, I would expect you to fire me if I were to mess up, but did you have to add the like a dog part?
What does that even mean, to fire someone like a dog? You're fired, and then you throw a tennis ball?
Yeah.
Get out of here! Go!
That's actually good.
Yeah. I didn't even know. What was
you know
this?
I'm going to go into the office on Monday, and there will be a tennis ball sitting on the edge of his desk.
I caught Conan. Don't worry. I've had his legs broken. What was his parenting style like? I'm trying to imagine your dad as a parent. Like, what? How, you know, trying to discipline you or trying to keep tabs on you? What's he like?
He's definitely not a typical father. I mean, I think that The Apprentice has really humanized him, and you can sort of see the paternal side and how he deals with the contestants.
Maybe
on the show.
I could have got away on being
a catcher. He's
you remember that?
He's been great.
You remember that all?
He was the most accessible
you
dad. He was always there. I'd call him in the
you
office.
Remember that?
He'd have heads of state sitting in his office, and he'd put
you'll just prove what
tell them how great I was in school when I was 9 years old.
Willing to do anything.
Is he overprotective, would you say?
No mind. No feeling.
Shut up, nigger.
Not atypical of
bitch, why they ain't gonna die like you gonna die? Like a slave. I ain't giving no lifetime of misery and sweat to this wood. I'd rather die than be a slave. You would. That's right. You bastards was oppressed in your own land. We was free. And you brought us here. In chains. But now we here. And you just better know. This is just as much our land as it is yours. And after you hang me, kiss me.
Residents of Anniston are frightened of the chemicals and of the Army's plans to incinerate them.
We didn't even know until 98 that the GB agent is 5 times more deadlier than what they thought.
Oh, Lord. It's my fault that you wound up like this. Have you reached a state of grace?
On the other side of me.
Or are you trying to faint act on me?
You're in the backyard.
So much time has passed. You hate me still, do you? For my part, I still feel affection and pity. Oh, don't bother, sister. I don't need your pity. And I've learned how much your affection means. You're about as sincere as a bitch in heat. Ready for all comers. Don't try to do more harm than you've already done. To yourself and others.
Esteemed scientists.
Listen to that voice of virtue. Me. That same lie. I suppose now you really believe that bull. That rubbish. Can't you see how useless it all is? Why are you afraid to admit that you like having a good time? Making out with a man. Don't forget I saw you. You got laid and loved it, didn't you? And how do you feel now? Without me to cuddle at night? Come on, pretend me. You picked the wrong occupation because you'll never be really satisfied. Be happier on the street. I am anyhow.
The federal government's first advice.
Because I got fed up with being a hypocritical nun.
Tape and plastic. But after a huge public outcry.
Bet you can't get what this is.
Gas mask.
Soon the crown is a bird.
Gas mask may
what does she need us for, anyhow? She never gets invited to bars and parties. I've got lots of use for it, though.
We're not likely to get
great in it.
Terrorists
next time I get
home.
You should be glad. I owe everything to what you taught me about love.
Greetings, my little vessel virgin. Handmaids of the pleasure.
It was regrettable, you know.
You didn't expect me to wait to be killed.
We had no intention of killing you. We'd come to a different decision entirely. And now we can implement it.
Is that it treats the human dignity.
This ship runs
like
automatically.
We'll
land on the moon in exactly 3 hours.
It reduces
nothing
the
you
value
can do can change that.
Of the human person.
And when we land,
that which is cost-effective.
You will be taken to the master.
And socialized
not
medicine
master.
Epitomized this.
The master of the moon.
Socialized
our great leader whose intelligence planned and directed this whole project.
You to get the care
he himself
that the
will be able to watch
afford,
the removal of that annoying
the government.
Thing. Of the occupation of your
you're
brain.
Worthy of.
There's knowledge there that we need.
Socialized medicine
it's been too long
has
home.
No place in a free
please
society.
Relax. Enjoy your remarkable privilege. A free trip to the moon.
Socialized medicine has no place in America. And it is disgusting that it has even gotten this far. I share your disgust.
Three scientists from Earth who found their way onto our rocket. The girl was formerly one of us. One of the others is the man whose mind
we're
we could not control.
Today,
we will control it. We have need of it.
Taxes,
I'll destroy myself.
Silence.
Economy,
slaves do not speak without permission in the presence
party,
of the master of the moon.
Believe me, I am not your slave. If you should conquer and rule the earth,
these
will always be some who will fight against you.
Because the principles of free market economy,
why should we want to do that?
And low taxes,
what possible satisfaction or glory could we find in ruling a race whose most intelligent life force is little more than primitive savages compared with
our vast and God-given talent to provide for your family, to save, to earn it.
We come from a world called
God. For your children's grandchildren.
A planet in the system of a faint star.
So it's not about party politics. It's about preserving the principles.
We Zan are the ultimate evolutionary force of the highest life order in the cosmos.
It's about preserving
once,
the nation.
A million generations ago,
the entrepreneur spirit.
We too had physical bodies.
And that's
but
what today
as ages
is about.
Passed,
that's
we became
what the Tea Party movement is about.
Pure mental energy.
Socialism.
Too late.
Leaders
we realize.
Backwards, however,
mental
they
energy
believe,
alone.
Or they endorse policies that make the person
in a few generations,
a vehicle
we,
to empower
the highest
government.
Life form in the cosmos.
The government is supposed to be
the
a
lower
vehicle
creature
that
almost
empowers
to
the
spaceship.
Person.
And we went forth
but I am
to
very
search
hopeful,
for salvation.
Sweet.
The ship
especially
crashed on this
today.
Moon of your Earth. Some of us came to Earth in meteorites. We commandeered
the
brains of your most intelligent scientists
hopeful again
who constructed
the
ship which
of
brought
Tuesday's election.
Go ahead.
That that will
what
change.
Was the purpose of the plague?
That
we needed workers. Many of them. We could make people appear
the triumph
to
of the human spirit,
bring them here,
the triumph of the
and revive them to work
more spirit.
For
it. And
your own government sent the bodies of plague
again.
Victims to the site
it'll be
for your scientists to dispose of.
And there will be a cost.
When the work is ended,
I believe we can
they
do
will
it.
Be returned.
If you are willing,
what work
to
are you
the
talking
price,
about? To rebuild our ship and create
America
a launching site for it.
To the principles on which she was founded.
We have traveled too many
but
light years
in mind what
in
I mean when I say
answer,
there will be a cost. There are people who don't want us to
found.
Win. Powerful people.
We have
especially
grown
here in Delaware.
And
it's not going
to
be easy.
To die on
there's
going to
be a toll. There's going
to
be a price
we
to pay.
Do not wish
financially,
to
emotionally, spiritually. But we must not surrender. We must be willing to pay that again for our children's grandchildren.
Before.
It was about the
fogwash
of male propaganda.
Bruce and
Young!
Bruce and Young!
To find your soul.
Why did you tie me here?
Exactly who are these
people? There's no need for any of this. Suffer in the cause of some useless idiocy.
Then let me go. Let me out of here.
You have only to see the wisdom of what it means to live.
Notice the degree of their success.
For all the time the world hangs and spins in its orbit.
You.
But with a
you're insane.
Their genitals, the bigger the penis, the greater.
Years beyond counting.
You call madness surviving?
Right on.
Down with
what do you know of madness?
Pig.
I have seen such madness as you could not remotely imagine. I see the world as it is.
Hey, why don't you go get laid?
Dry up, Jacob.
I saw it as it was. The Aramaeans running in panic to tremble and die in Babylon. Persia and India convulse. Caesar trample Gaul and Britain.
As they have done unto you.
It's the rot and degeneracy of Rome. Foolish passion of the Crusades. The lunacy of ambition. Strutting pride.
Sorry, Buster, this
Tilla.
Is for women.
Won't you
take a queen?
Stalin.
Well, could
Hitler. Won't you speak to me of madness?
Who are you?
I am as you. As other men. Yet not. You welcome the light of day so that you may see the degradation and evil that abounds.
I don't know.
I shun that awful light.
know.
You number the days of your few precious years. I count not even a century.
I'm not sure if anybody's going to believe this because it's so much like a fantasy.
See, I have learned the secret of eternity.
Yeah, warfare is real.
What are you talking about?
War. And, yeah, you'd be very foolish to not to understand
join
that.
Me.
Because
join the others
are real. And
you will see the sun no more. And you will live.
By bad
never die.
Not see the sun. Only delight a half light.
Follow people.
Escape from this world's turmoil.
They follow people like me.
There is only the
because,
prospect of another Armageddon.
Yeah,
leave that to lesser men.
And the
commit yourself.
Jesus, yes,
stand with us.
Me. Don't get
no
me wrong. I know who Jesus is, and I'm alive
consider
because
life
of him
forever
to this day.
Without
but
time.
Because
measure.
I know where they
it
are.
Shall be for us to refuse to come and play with the breath of immortality. A divinity itself.
Very chilling testimony.
If you are strong, only they shall survive.
Yes.
Join.
No, damn you.
You have to remember.
Never.
What can I do?
Jesus is greater. And just maybe it's time for the Western Church to rise up in that
you see
power.
We shall see.
And to stop just attending
it's my
services,
fault.
But realize
I haven't contacted her yet.
Almighty God, almighty power. We're going
you
to go to a break now, and after the
yes
break, we're going to hear more about Rebecca's
I'll
story.
It.
It has a great ending, and she's being powerfully used now. And I go, no, I don't think so.
Come in.
Because God is God, and Satan
sir
is
not. Yeah, what do you want?
Make up your room.
There's no demon that is going to come into this ground that we're on, because it's holy ground. Because God wants to get this.
But it's already done.
It is about your soul.
God!
That's why we're there. And so I knew before she even got there, because the darkness was so prevalent. Those Christians out there, you know what I'm talking about. You can feel it in your very being.
Sir, here's what you ordered.
And when she came
into
the
that
property, darkness, it was like hordes.
Just leave it there.
There.
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, I felt a peace. It was weird. The
if
door
Alan really
flamed
betrays
open
you
without
what
me touching
mean
it, because at the time I was influenced,
I
of course, by the demonic activity that was living inside of me. The front door flung open, and I wanted
Mr.
her to
Tanaka
know immediately.
Alan won't be a problem.
I don't think so, babe. Because your darkness is not going to come into the light, because she needed to know that God was God and that Satan was not. She sits me down on the table, and I had all my garb on. She had very marking on her arm, a tattoo, which stated who she was. And so what that meant was
hey, Kent!
Whether you're a Christian or not, it just seems unmarked. And because she was becoming an overwhelming savior, she already had her element marked on her. So there were people who were found in the natural by the spirit. They would know who she was, that she was like the Lord's. Pitch black in my eyes. She told me names and dates and things that
back here
nobody should have known.
Come on,
I
huh
was so pitch black and right at all. And
stop.
I started talking to her. This little girl cried out. The demons were taking over me, and I screamed,
you're
please
here
help
because
me
you know.
With all that I could, because I couldn't.
You know
be
I didn't kill Eileen, isn't that right?
I couldn't
isn't
sit
it
under the anointing that
yes
she was having around her.
Some guy.
Look, we're killers. We can't avoid
just
it. You can't blame me for it.
But she got saved that day. And she's like,
but I really
well
do love you.
I've got
how
to
can
go
you be so ruthless?
You can neither
but I
give
tell
your
you
life to Jesus.
Every time I see
or you can
I never
give
think
your
of the future
soul to Satan.
There's
and
no place
he'll
to
drag
love
your soul
within the heart
right
of the killer.
And then she prayed for me, and yeah, they had sheets over their couches and tapes over the doors because they didn't know what was going to happen. She had a hard time saying Jesus, because as soon as you speak the name Jesus, everything has to bow before him. And I knew that she was relinquishing all power of darkness when she said his name. And at first it was like, and she couldn't speak it. I said, you it was like the hordes pulled back, and she screamed the name of Jesus. And this shot, I'm telling you, it was like a shaft of light hit her.
because she was totally transformed. She gave me a deliverance, and I remember her touching my forehead and putting a cross symbol, and I blacked out, and then I woke up, and I felt like 90% of my body was left me, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I started speaking in tongues, and I was drunk also. And I'd say no, that the blood of Christ is over this child, and every door that was open, you have no authority to come back in. And then she got baptized immediately in the Holy Spirit. And then I could picture her around. She was speaking in tongues, and she was laughing and weeping. And I know that's what
already,
Jesus
already, the boat is going
time.
Take
Someone
care, okay?
Don't
let me down. When you reach France, study hard. And you know what? You'll be a great man someday. Sister,
I won't let you down. I'll be a good boy. I'll study real hard and come back for you.
Explain
do you think that I was foolish out there?
When she was talking about Benny Hinn.
You knew Kent would fire, didn't you?
All around
yes.
Him. That's the light of the glory
I'm
of God.
Sorry.
And our
Don't
God
apologize.
Is a consuming fire. He's an almighty God. He's a great God. He's a God of all power. And he set that captive free. Be ready to get them set free. You have to be ready to go. It's not enough. Sometimes we really understand the fullness of the cross and what Jesus did on that cross.
Tom?
I think a lot
I'm
of
sorry,
times
sister.
They wear it,
but why?
You know, cross around our neck or
why is it you?
Pictures all around him. But sometimes we can become very desensitized to what
Better
Jesus
to ask
has done for us too.
What we're both
and
doing
so
here.
They go, well, I believe it was done at the cross.
Why are you
and
in the
I
business?
Say, well, you know what? You are three.
The same reason you are. Not every refugee can go study.
And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And if you open up your mind, like I use an example.
2 years.
If you're watching things on television or you're starting to dabble in the occult as a Christian or because you're not seeing the power.
So you've been lying
church,
for 2 years.
But you're seeing
yes.
young people.
But I never would have thought you were a killer too.
Obtaining power.
You came here
you
to
know,
kill
you're
me.
To start to get drawn
I came here
by
today to kill too.
And so God
I've
is
real. Killed her.
He has given us all authority.
And now you.
In his church. But
right. You killed her.
We make pretend. Satan
what are you waiting for?
And people go, well,
why don't you kill me?
Praying and fasting, and we started praying.
I can't do it.
You know, our school and
it's not my own sister.
No, I'm not your sister.
And I'm like, yeah, and if you're going through
my
hell,
my brother's in France.
If you're going through hell, don't stop.
He's in Paris
because
going to school.
We think that the battle's easy. We think it's very
I don't have a brother like you. Do you hear me?
And to grab as many that are in darkness
Eileen,
and bring them into the light.
I really did want to continue
the
studying.
Of the church.
But do you know how those French treated me? In your eyes, I was totally worthless.
You know, on Destiny Works today, I really believe.
When I was in school,
give us what we want.
They tortured me.
It has become the imperative that no corporation or any persuader can afford to ignore. That's why modern political campaigns have also come to rely on an army of pollsters and market researchers, all taking the moment-by-moment pulse of the man on the street.
I got a rule, which is cab drivers and antique dealers know more about America than anybody else. And when the cab drivers feel a certain way, I know I need to listen.
No one has imported the techniques and philosophy of market research into politics more successfully than Frank Luntz. His suburban Washington mansion is a shrine to the public zeitgeist.
Everything in here has a relationship to pop culture. It's what people prioritize in their lives. The truth is, as much as we want to focus on politics, the American people rather watch television. As much as we want to talk about substance, I'd rather listen to music.
Let go.
So I have to know what they're watching, I have to know what they're listening to, and I gotta know why.
Luntz has built his career on a simple idea. It doesn't matter what you want to tell the public, it's about what they want to hear. His clients have been some of the most prominent Republican politicians of the last decade. There was the mayoral campaign for Rudolph Giuliani in 1993, his work for Silvio Berlusconi in Italy, and especially his collaboration with Newt Gingrich on the famous Contract with America, the document that ushered in the Republican Revolution in Congress. Luntz gives his clients one consistent piece of advice. Heed the public will.
There's one technique that's more important than anything else, and that's the technique of listening. And that's basically what I do. I ask a lot of questions, and I know how to listen. If an electricity company stood up and said, we want to do it for your benefit, we want to do it for our benefit, we want to do it for everyone's benefit, and so we have a better approach to efficiency and to environmental cleanliness. Is that kind of language positive or negative to you?
Tonight, Luntz's client is not a candidate, but a Florida utility wanting to build public support for a change in how it's regulated on the environment.
I know that the public is very down on corporate America in general, and they're down on power companies. So what is the language? What is the information? What are the facts? What are the figures that would get Americans to say, you know what? My electricity company, it's okay. 21st century technology. 1, 2, 3, 4. 21st century approach.
Luntz's specialty is testing language, finding words that work.
Integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Reliability. There's the other one. If an electric company can demonstrate accountability, responsibility, and reliability when it comes to the environment, will that make you feel better about them?
Yes. It's an art that even his political opponents grudgingly admire.
Frank Luntz doesn't do issues. He does language around issues. He figures out what words will best sell an issue. And he polls them and he tests them and he focus groups them and he comes up issue by issue with how to talk about it and how not to talk about it.
If the language works, right. Language works.
No, it's just amazing.
Luntz has sold his corporate and political clients the idea that a few carefully chosen words can make all the difference. But he's not just looking for any words. Luntz's quarry are those words that grab our guts and move us to act on an emotional level.
It's amazing that these two words constantly like everything that we do come up with that.
So why do you think that companies don't use them enough? 80% of our life is emotion and only 20% is intellect. I am much more interested in how you feel and how you think. How you think is on the outside. How you feel is on the inside. So that's what I need to understand.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.